he didn't have all the history either. He would have told it different. Mm-hmm. Don't you see? He said, I understand. I said, I love America. I said, I think a lot of it. Said, this is my home. Mm-hmm. But he says, I still say the Indians was mistreated. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I don't see how you could mistreat anybody, a German, a Hungarian, an Indian, or nobody else, mm-hmm. to pick a person up, him in prison, just pick him up and throw him out over there and say, there you are, make it the best you can. Mm-hmm. I didn't come and take it away from you. I was thrown down here on you, just like, a lot of times somebody drop a cat off here, you know. Mm-hmm. Get too many. You've seen that done, imagine.
Yeah, I sure have. You see a little cat wander up.
Yeah, well, somebody had more cats than one, they just drop him off, don't you mm-hmm. see? Well, that cat couldn't hit it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, what little bit that I know about it, that's what come, mm-hmm. that's the reason we are here, don't you see?
Mm-hmm. Those, the Indians that you talked to, they were just camping, staying a few days and moving around?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you know if they were Cherokees or Seminoles? Or?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask about that. They told how many tribes there was, and some of them was weakening, and some of them was picking up a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. What I meant by weakening, they were dying, more dying than there was being born, and soon, don't you see, they were getting smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. And now Indian would have beat you. Mm-hmm. Now he won't miss doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, I was good to him. I'd give him anything, but now these was hunting work, and he'd tell you he could fix your stove. I can fix this, or I can fix that, I can fix the other. Mm-hmm. He'll jump on it and charge you a big price where he's done it right where he knows anything about it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I had a furnace, search furnace.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, why don't you give me this job? Well, the reason I didn't give it to him, I know he didn't know as much about it as I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, that had to be airtight except where the smoke went out, and your firebox. Your firebox, and you see, you made your bed, your firebox went in under your kettle, mm-hmm. and you come back up the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have a draft that went all the way through and not lose none going around. Don't you see, if it did, but you'd lose all that heat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's what he asked me, why didn't I let him do it? And, I didn't know you could do it. Oh, said I can do anything. Said, you see, I'd have got asbestos, and I'd have got to do what kind of build of a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, don't you see, and I wouldn't have had.
Yeah.
I didn't need no asbestos. I knew how to fix it without it.
Mm-hmm. They tried anyway, though.
Oh, yeah, they done went around that. They probably would have.
Mm-hmm. Eventually got it fixed somewhere. Yeah,
yeah, they probably stopped it from leaking. Mm-hmm. But, I'd have done it again next year, because that's all before I fired up. That's what I do, go around and if it's burnt out, I'll patch that. Mm-hmm. I'd use that season. Mm-hmm. Ain't dirt daubers and everything and tear dig in mm-hmm. between them and the next season.
Did you ever have any names for Indians? Did you ever hear people call them anything? Besides Indians, was there ever kind of a slang name for Indians?
If it was, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I never did hear this before.
You mentioned making syrup. Could you tell me a little bit about that and how you did it?
Yeah, I made it all of my life.